Parshat Bo. I'm titling this week's Dvar Torah, "We're Finally Going Home." One of the reasons for it is that Talmidim the Yeshiva that remain for Shana Bet, among some of them, Baruch Hashem, it's only a few, Shana Bet really means an extra semester. Spend an entire year in the yeshiva, and they're here now from Elul until mid-January. And you ask them, why are you turning? Aren't you happy with your learning, with your steiging, with the environment, with Eretz Yisrael? And they're elated. They identify, they enjoy living in Eretz Yisrael. They love the yeshiva and the rabbonim and the limud and everything about it and the chevra. It's wonderful. But they hear from their parents the expression, "Son, it's time to come home." And I heard from one of the Talmidim once that he asked his parents, who said to him, "Time to come home," he retorted, maybe it was chutzpah. He says, "Maybe it's time for you to come home. My home is Israel. My home is a yeshiva Torah environment. Maybe that's the home where you too should find your place and your destiny." Parshat Bo, we begin and almost in a sandwich placed between all of the 9 makot and finally the makah bepatish, the final blow is the makah pechorot. And there is introduced the 12th perek, the first of all of the mitzvot commandments directed to Bnei Yisrael. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Introducing the Pesach, the holiday, the Korban, its remaining mitzvot. And it's obviously placed, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed this in between the makot to signify the connection of the mitzvot and the birth of Klal Yisrael. As a nation, finally, a nation leaving Mitzrayim, slavery and suffering, on a journey to national Jewish independence, to Matan Torah on Har Sinai, and arriving finally into the Holy Land. And this pointing to the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, Ata b'chartonu mikol amim, the Am Segula, or as almost immediately previous to HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, towards the end of the 11th chapter, the 11th perek, we have a very interesting pasuk describing the introduction, what is going to happen in the Makat Bechorot, U'lekol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono, everyone, even the barking dogs in the street. And I think if we would update that to our barking dogs in the street, we could speak about BDS or Nature Karta, our own machala. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael li'echatz kelev l'shono, l'mi'ish v'ad behema. Everybody, even those dogs, will be quiet. Leman teidun, you should know, asher yafle Hashem bein Mitzrayim bein Yisrael. There is a difference between the Atav HaHartonu Am Yisrael. Understand it, nations. Understand it, Mitzrayim. Understand it, the dogs who want to bark in the street. And of course, the message is to Klal Yisrael. Jews are leaving Golas Mitzrayim. The miracle of miracles. You will begin observing mitzvot even in the midst of the turmoil of the makot. You will travel to a midbar, desolate, to receive Torah Moshe on Har Sinai. And you will be going finally home, albeit all the nations of the world are in opposition. Wow, is that not reliving Jewish history for the last 2,000 years? This deja vu all over again gives us to perhaps understand the famous, the classical, the first Rashi on Chumash. And Rashi's question is introducing our parsha. Why does this Torah have to start Bereishit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz? He quotes, and he says, shouldn't the Torah begin with Shmot Yud Bet, our parsha, HaChodesh HaZelechem? That's the first mitzvah. And the answer of Rashi doesn't seem to zugeklept, zugepasst, to deal with the question. He speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Yumot Olam, they're going to say, Jews, you've stole this land from us. And God says, I own the world. Bereishit Bara Elohim et Hashamayim v'et Haaretz. I created the world. I can give it to whoever I want to, and I can take it from whoever I want to. I took it away from you, and I gave it to this nation. But the flow doesn't seem to follow. The question begins with, start with the first mitzvah, Chodesh Zelechem. And the answer is, Torah begins with Hashem creating the entire universe. He is the sole owner and gave the land of Israel. What about Torah? That was my question. We're not dealing now with Parshat Bereishit. And anybody who wants to deal with this question, you have to go through Rashi thoroughly. And there's no question you have to deal with the Ramban, who asks two questions on Rashi and offers a most interesting answer. And people that don't understand the Ramban question the Ramban. There's Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. There's Maral Miprag. There's the Levush in his commentary on Rashi. Different questions, different answers. But they all accept one underpin. And that underpin is, there's the birth of the nation, there's the Torah, there's going out of Shibut to Geula, and there's the destination of finally reaching Eretz Yisrael. Finally, the message is, Jews, again, I'll repeat, you're leaving Golot Mitzrayim, the unbelievable miracle. It's a Chodesh HaZelechem. It's a Chidush. It's renewing. It's your beginning to take over the role of hundreds of years back of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to them about the land of Israel. And you will be observing, beginning to observe mitzvahs. Again, even in the midst of all of these makot, following at least 210 years of suffering, and you're going to travel through a midbar, anoshim, noshim, v'taf, everyone with everything, and you're going to get to Har Sinai, you're going to receive from there Torah Moshe, who will be explained to you in all of its detail throughout the 40 years of going through the Midbar, throughout the years where in which nations of the world felt you have no right to survive. For sure not a right to get to Eretz Canaan and Shivat Amamim, to go to the land promised to your forefathers. Against all the opposition of the nations, But I'm telling you, I'm Yisrael from day go. From Bereshit Bor Elohim et Hashemayim et Haaretz. You are going to return to Eretz Yisrael. The message is, Jews, we are finally going home. Baruch Hashem.